Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. Big weekend in Death Valley this weekend. The number 3 Texas A&M Aggies travel to number 20 LSU. And the A&M Aggies find themselves with a 7-0 start and 4-0 in conference play. The Tigers are at 5-2, 2-2 in conference play. Here to talk to us about it, Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noah. Good to be with you again.
Chris, exactly what we talked about last week and concerns about containing Pavia, and he did it again.
Yeah, he's a dynamic player, Noah. I mean, you know, we talked about it last week on the show. He felt like to me, and he may end up being the most dynamic dual threat quarterback LSU's defense will see all season. He won't be the last dual threat quarterback, of course. They've right. got one coming up this weekend. But, you know, when I look at Lenore Sellers from South Carolina, when I look at Kate Klubnik in the opening game against Clemson, and even scouting Marcel Reed, I just think Pavia is a different dynamic. And again, he's got a pretty good cast around him, and I think that's the biggest difference in Vanderbilt this year. He's going to make those kind of plays, but he's got other guys that make plays. And, you know, in the first half last week, I thought it was his passing ability to extend plays, move the pocket, and then he was able to hit Cole Spence and Stowers, his tight ends, and I think they combined for 13 catches on the day. So, again, he's a little bit different.
Yep. This game presents some interesting challenges. One, LSU's 2-2. LSU is 2-2 in conference play. The Aggies
this call
are
is no longer being recorded.
The Aggies are 4-0. So, what is this game has a lot of meaning for LSU, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, there's no more margin for error. I mean, you know, we talked about it on Monday prior to the press conference. You know, a lot of people feel like, especially out of the SEC, that there's a shot that it's going to be hard for anybody to go undefeated. It's going to be very difficult for anybody to again maybe go a little said and done. But because of the strength of schedule, because of the talent, everything that goes into it, you've got a shot maybe to get into the top 12 college football playoff at 9-3. And that's not a guarantee. You know, we saw last year that wasn't good enough, but this year it might be. So you look at the schedule that's remaining, starting with this big matchup with Texas A&M, then you get the off week, then you got to go take on what I think is an Alabama team playing as good as anybody in the country after week one. Then you've got Oklahoma to end up the season. You got an Arkansas team that's revitalized with interim coach Bobby Petrino. They're scoring a lot of points. So it's all there, but again, you got to win out. And, you know, I think that's the sense of urgency that's inside the football building. These guys on the team don't need Coach Kelly to tell them that. They don't need the radio guy to tell them that. They don't need fans to tell them that. They're well aware that right now it is do or die. Got to win.
So what are the challenges for LSU relative to A&M? They gave up a boatload of points to Arkansas last week. They were able to eke that win out. But, you know, they come in 7-0. They're feeling strong.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts defensively, the challenge that Texas A&M brings. And I know it's you think, well, Chris, I just told you, 45-42, they got by Arkansas last week. But this is a defense that is really good. And you know, Mike Elko, the head coach of Texas A&M, immediately following the game last week said, you know, you can ask me about defense. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But there was nothing even closely reminiscent of what a Texas A&M defense is supposed to look like on the field tonight. So there's really no need to discuss it. So that tells me I don't think they're going to have another game where they make mistakes to open up you know, things for the opposing offense. Now, that being said, LSU's got talent all across the field on the offensive side of the ball, but they've got to use it, and they've got to maximize it. This is a defense. When you look at the struggles for LSU, going back in the two losses against Ole Miss and Vanderbilt, albeit on the road, it was third down. It was both third down defensively and third down offensively. The inability to stay on the field, move, and score touchdowns on offense. And then on defense, they just couldn't get off the field. And this is an A&M defense, and I've told people all week long, I've had to go check multiple sources because I thought it was a misprint originally. Texas A&M leads the SEC, second in the nation. They're allowing opponents about 13.5%, 14% efficiency on third down. And when I say they lead the SEC, Newell, the second best defensive team on third down is way, way on down the list from 14%. So to me, it starts there. It's going to have to be a very efficient game offensively, and they've got to utilize everybody. It can't be a game where Tre'Davious Green is the only receiver. It can't be where Berrion Brown is the only receiver. They're going to have to run the football. They're going to have to be. They're going to have to stick with running the ball so they can possess the football, keep A&M's offense off the field, and when they get inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. They got to get touchdowns. Field goals will not win this game on Saturday night.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, and it seems as though A&M has a pretty good defensive backfield, right?
Yeah, they're very opportunistic. Again, they've got really some standout players all across the defense, from their defensive ends to their linebackers to, as you pointed out, their secondary. So it's a challenge. There's no two ways about it. And I think LSU, which has struggled mightily on offense, they've yet to score more than 20, or actually they haven't scored 25 points against an FBS opponent all year. That's one of two teams in Power 4 football. So if they're going to turn it on, as what we talked about moments ago, if they're going to avoid taking another loss and possibly putting their team goals in jeopardy, they're going to have to score points, and I frankly think they're going to have to score more than 24. As good as LSU's defense is, they're going to have to put some points on the board.
The Aggies' offensive line, I think I was reading somewhere, it's like ranked number 2 in the SEC. Hardly any sacks, I think total of 7 so far this year, if my memory serves me correct. So they do a pretty good job of hanging in there for their quarterback, Marcel Reed.
Yeah, no, they've done an excellent job. I mean, I think when I look at this Texas A&M offense, the first thing that jumps out is, as they refer to them in College Station, the Maroon Goons, and that's the offensive line. They're a veteran group, I think close to 200 snaps combined for this offensive unit up front. They average, I think, don't quote me on this, somewhere in the neighborhood of 317 pounds. And as you said, they have protected Marcel Reed, a guy that, again, is a true dual-threat quarterback. And I think, you know, we remember last year's game after Connor Wegman was knocked out of the game and LSU was kind of in contention. Marcel Reed took over and just ran roughshod over LSU defensively. And while that is a major concern in this one, and he is a true dual-threat quarterback, he's made strides in the passing game. I mean, when you look at his stats in the SEC as a quarterback, yards per game, yards per completion, completion percentage, touchdowns thrown. He can do it with his arm, and he's got two really good receivers that transferred in, and Concepcion is one of them. And those guys are averaging like 15 and 17 yards per catch. Between the offensive line, Marcel Reed, a really good running back, and Ruben Owens, and two top-notch receivers, this is a well-balanced offense. And you can look at this team on the year. They're 7-0 for the first time since 1994 as a program. They're the second straight year they've started off 4-0, but they've won games in different ways. As you pointed out, they won a shootout against Arkansas last week, 45-42. They won a game earlier in the season on the road at Notre Dame, I think 41-40, in a last-second ditch effort. And at the end of the day, they've also won it with defense. Go back to the Auburn game where the offense wasn't really clicking and they were able to hold Auburn to 10 points and win 16-10. So when you look at this team statistically and when you turn the film on, there's not a lot of glaring weaknesses for Mike Elko's squad. If there is one that I think LSU has an advantage in, and this comes to the LSU fans, and hopefully there's going to be 102,000 strong tomorrow night, they are, I think, near the bottom in penalized teams. I think they're averaging about 8 for nearly 70 yards a game. So the LSU fans can have a real impact if they can just get loud, get in the ear hole early and often, and maybe make things difficult for them to operate.
I've heard you say this many times, Chris. I mean, that's the dynamic of and the ingredients of a good team is figuring out ways to win, right? Not always just consistently with running or passing or combination of both. It's defense stepping up and being able to exploit the mishaps of your opponent.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be complementary. I mean, and I know that's a term that's been used a lot this season. But, you know, when you look at some of the games, especially the two losses, there wasn't enough consistency. And when there was a great flash of performance, either on the offensive side or the defensive side, You know, they weren't working in tandem. I mean, you go back to last week, it's a perfect example. They had trouble getting Vandy off the field. They only had four possessions, did LSU, in the first half. Well, that's a defensive problem. Now you move to the fourth quarter. You cut it to three. You cut it to 10 with about 13 minutes to go, a little over 13 minutes to go. The defense gets two back-to-back stops, forces the first two punts of the game by Vanderbilt, and LSU comes away with negative 10 yards on offense. You know, so again, trying to put that complementary football in tandem at the same time has been the key. And when you look at LSU last week against Vanderbilt, they tore up the track between the 20s. But I think Vandy had nine possessions, four touchdowns. LSU had eight possessions and two touchdowns, and the rest were field goals. That's the difference in the game. And it was very similar in the matchup against Ole Miss earlier this season. So, you know, that's your concern. You got to put it all together. Coach Kelly last night on the radio show said that they talked about it ad nauseum. About putting it together and being more physical. He feels like they will be on Saturday, and goodness knows they're going to have to, or things can get out of hand very quickly against a big defensive and offensive front for Texas A&M. They win the battle at the line of scrimmage. That's why they're off to a 7-0 start.
They are, much like what I said about the Chicago Bears for the Saints last week, I said, man, I had watched the Bears play the week before. I said, they are physical. And I watched a little bit of that game last weekend with Texas A&M, and it was an ugly football game, but they were physical. I mean, they're hitting all over the field. They're flying all over the field. They're not just going to sit back on their heels, right? And it's interesting. Now you talk about this every now and again about history. The A&M's not won in Baton Rouge since 1994. That's pretty incredible when you think about it, right?
Absolutely. You know, LSU, for a long time, they have faced each other going back before A&M was a member of the SEC. This is a long history between these two teams. But since the SEC, LSU had a long streak where they hadn't lost a game. In SEC play to Texas A&M. Of course, that was ended with the 7 overtime game that changed the overtime rules. And over the last 8 meetings, it's been the home team. So this really, whether you like it or not, as an LSU fan, has become a rivalry just simply because both teams have had their share of wins over the last 8 seasons. And again, the one last record, if you will, with an upper hand is Texas A&M is 0-6. Since entering the SEC and playing at Tiger Stadium. You know, and there's a lot of other history that goes along with us. Again, as I'm sure following the game last Saturday, this week, it's been a tough week for Tiger fans. They've got a lot of questions. They've got a lot of anger. I certainly understand that. But there is some history in LSU's favor in this matchup. Not only is Texas A&M 0-6 since an SEC member at Tiger Stadium, LSU's 20-1 at night under Coach Kelly, playing at Tiger Stadium. On top of that, the Tigers, I believe, are 6-1 following a loss under Coach Kelly when the next game is at home at Death Valley. So, again, there's some optimism there. If you lean on history a little bit, I think that's one glimmer of hope coming up in this matchup. And lastly, I'll say, when I look at both Texas A&M and LSU, taking nothing away from a 7-0 start, again, the only remaining unbeaten team in the SEC, Newell, is the Texas A&M Aggies. However, the toughest part of their schedule begins Saturday. Again, they've got wins over Auburn. They got the win over Arkansas. They got a win over Florida and a win over Mississippi State. Now, again, no disrespect to those teams, but that's not the top and upper echelon of the SEC. They don't have, as difficult a schedule remaining as LSU does. But they're going to be tested, I think, in conference play for the first time coming up on Saturday. And LSU, the same can be said. I mean, we talked about how important this matchup is. Again, you go on the road to Tuscaloosa, you get a fired-up Arkansas team with a really good quarterback that can put points on the board. Then you got Western Kentucky, and obviously you finish the year at Oklahoma, which there's not – a better stingy defense out there than the Sooners. So both teams have a lot yet to be played. I wouldn't yet crown Texas A&M in the same way I wouldn't write off LSU here in week 8.
Yeah, I agree with you, though, with the statement you made earlier, because I've been watching Alabama, And they are getting progressively better week after week after week. And I think they might be the toughest win that to have on LSU's schedule.
Well, I think it all comes down to the atmosphere on Saturday.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. Tigers and the Aggies, Saturday night. We will be listening, as always, Chris Blair. We truly appreciate the time. We understand how busy you are, and our audience just slops this up when they hear from you. So thank you so much for joining us.
No, you're being too kind, and it's always a pleasure to be on the big one and join you on Friday.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Let's get a victory, please.
I'll do my part.
Need to have a good week next week. Got the Saints and the Tigers. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. We'll visit with Mike Haas when we come back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.